Australian movie maker Philip Noyce hit it big in the U.S. by directing the action thrillers Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger. He went back to Australia to make more serious movies. The Quiet American opened this past Friday, and Rabbit Proof Fence opens this coming weekend. Howie Mofsovitz of Colorado Public Radio reports that both movies are about a clash of cultures.
Filmmaker Philip Noyce went to Vietnam several years ago and met some Americans who'd been intelligence officers there in the early 1950s. Noyce says they were still obsessed with what had happened. On a train ride from Hanoi to the southern part of the country, he reread Graham Greene's novel.
But suddenly, I couldn't help but keep remembering that question. How could it have happened? That question that gripped these 80-year-old men, that had filled them with remorse as they sat on the sidelines watching this tragedy unfold over the course of their adult lives. And I realized, reading Greene's thesis, because that's what it is, that before that question had become a question, he had answered it.
The Quiet American is about an aging British journalist, played by Michael Caine, watching the Vietnam War unfold in 1952.
Maybe I should go out there.
Where, sir?
Fat Jim. Send a cable to Stemmings. Understand your current concern. Stop. I'm working on a story of major proportions. Stop. Suggest I remain in Saigon until completed. Stop.
Which story is that, sir?
I don't know.
Director Philip Noyce was born in 1950. As a boy, he was told that Australia faced a threat from the Asian nations immediately to the north, and this is why his country had to become involved in Vietnam.
And like so many of my generation, I realized with time that I'd been sold a false bill of goods, that history had been falsely represented to me. And I think that in making The Quiet American, I was trying to come to terms with that history, that false history.
Another part of Australian history provided the subject matter for Noyce's other new film, Rabbit Proof Fence. Noyce says he never learned about Australia's indigenous people in school. All he knew was the story of a man named Bennelong, who became famous because he was once sent to visit the king in London. Noyce says he didn't know that after 1905, mixed-race children, those of white and Aboriginal ancestry, were taken from their families and sent to special schools that trained them to be white.
We never knew what Bennelong did at home. We never acknowledged that he had a culture. We never acknowledged that he and his people had been there for 40 to 60,000 years before us, that it was a complex culture, primitive materially, but complex spiritually. So when I read the script of Rabbit Proof Fence, a story of these stolen generations of children, I was actually reading my country's history for the first time. And that's remarkable, given that I was 50 years old at the time.
The story that Noyce tells in Rabbit Proof Fence revolves around a young girl who takes her little sister and brother and runs away from one of these schools.
Come on, get your things. We're going.
Where are we going?
We're going home to mother.
How are we going to get there?
Walk.
The tracker, he's going to get us and put us in that
room. He's not going to get us and put us in the room. We just keep walking, the rain will cover our tracks. Come on.
Rabbit Proof Fence departs from the way Australian filmmakers have often portrayed Aborigines, says Bruce Caywin, a film historian at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Caywin points out that such earlier Australian films as The Last Wave and Walkabout presented Aborigines as mythical characters.
If you think about The Last Wave, the Aborigines have this great sense of power with some old magic that's, you know, all folklore and complicated, and you have almost a horror film that allows the whites to be expelled by this great wave. And the Aborigines in Rabbit Proof Fence are regular folks, and they're people who have a problem, and we can relate to that problem very clearly. And to a certain extent, you're not giving away the storyline, they survive or they triumph.
Both Rabbit Proof Fence and The Quiet American deal with race and colonialism. When the British colonized Australia in the 18th century, they displaced its indigenous people and Australia became a white outpost. Philip Noyce says that mindset helped propel his country's involvement in Vietnam.
Australians know deep down that the land on which their houses sit belongs to someone else, because we've never, ever signed any form of treaty with the original inhabitants of that country. So our paranoia about the hundreds of millions of Asians that we imagine are waiting and coveting our land, our attempts to produce a multicultural society, in my opinion, are just a way of hiding our sense of guilt about the original inhabitants of our country, the owners, still the owners of that land. And so race is our Achilles heel.
Philip Noyce says The Quiet American was an obvious choice for a movie. But as a white Australian, he had to think hard about telling the personal story of a young mixed-race girl in Rabbit Proof Fence. He says that making the film helped him understand the other side of Australia's past.
And I also felt that this was a film about our shared history, and that it was as valid for a white filmmaker to deliver this story to the audience as it was for a black filmmaker. Because it's a history that both sides have to come to terms with. And maybe a history that white Australians have to come to terms with more than black Australians.
Philip Noyce is still angry about what his government did and the lies it told. He hopes movie audiences will learn something from his two new films, The Quiet American and Rabbit Proof Fence. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mobshevitz.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.